Well, I know that you know, obviously you're an hour later, and there's stuff that gets going, and I know you you like to get your day started early, so we do appreciate you taking a few minutes right now. I'd like to ask you first any comments you might have about yesterday. GOP Senator Richard Shelby said that it looks like the retirement age of Social Security may need to be raised every few years for the next generation of retirees to be able to get anything, because it appears that there'll be little or no money available if they don't do that. Now, that was a big question during the campaign, and so as we look at this, and again, as you've spent some time now in D.C., is Shelby speaking some realities that are, though unpleasant, realities?
Well, the reality is that Social Security is essentially bankrupt. If you were to put the Social Security system on the books of a company as if it were a pension plan, it would show that it's $19 trillion underfunded. So it's essentially bankrupt. And the taxpayers of the country cannot afford it the way it's currently constructed. So you have to look at a variety of things in order to make it work so that you can honor what you've promised to the people. And there are a bunch of things that are possibilities. I'm not going to say that I can't tell you what things would likely get passed and what wouldn't. But you look at raising retirement age, you look at means testing, you look at changing the income structure for the program. You look at how the trust funds manage. All those things have to be on the table. Now, I can't tell you where it's going to go from here, but I can tell you that it's broken, and if we want to honor the obligations to the people of the country, you've got to fix it. Otherwise, everybody gets hurt. And so if everybody looks at it through that lens of what can we do to make sure it's there, not only in 5 years, but in 10 years and in 75 years, then everybody realizes that there are lots of hard choices that have to be made.
George W. Bush had suggested that at least a part of that be freed up so that individuals could choose some private investments. That really got shouted down years ago, but how does Bill Flores feel about that in 2010 and the realities that we're confronting with Social Security?
Well, I haven't made any decisions on this because we still have hearings to be held on Social Security and entitlements. And if you look at Paul Ryan's plan, Paul, who is chairman of the Budget Committee on which I sit, has tried to take a stab at ways to deal with Social Security. Now, I'm not endorsing those at this point in time because I'm still going through the Ryan plan word by word, if you will, and number by number. But things like, if you look at what American business had to do back in the mid-'80s, American business had what were called defined benefit plans. And these pension plans were about to break the companies. And so the companies began to transition toward what we call defined contribution plans or 401k plans. And a good chunk of working America has a 401k plan today, and most of them are pretty happy with it. And so you'd have to look at, one of the options being you can give people as part of security the equivalent of a 401k plan. And, again, I don't know how that's going to work out, but that's one of the things you have to look at.
Sure. Bill Flores joining us from D.C. A vote last night, it was to extend the U.S. Patriot Act, and it passed, but it didn't pass by enough votes. You needed a two-thirds majority for it to stay intact. Now there's going to have to be some debate and maybe some change. First, how did you vote for that, and what now do you see as the future of that bill?
Well, extension of the Patriot Act, because I believe we still live in an unsafe world, and we need to have the tools, or our intelligence folks need to, and security folks need to have the tools they need to protect us. And I voted for it. It was brought up under what's called the suspension of the rules. Of course, the world works differently up here than it does in the real world. So, if you don't go bring it up through the suspension of the rules in order to get a quick passage, you have to go through a longer process to bring it up. But when you do it under suspension of the rules, it takes two-thirds for it to pass. Well, it was a few votes short of the two-thirds. So it will be coming back up later on in the near future, it'll go through the normal process. I'm sure it'll pass at that point.
Sure. You just got back from a week in the district, your first full week back here since being up in D.C. for a while. Kind of give us a sense of what you heard from people and where you go from there.
Well, first of all, it was good to be back in the real world. back in the district. And what I heard a lot of people talking about the budget. I heard a lot of people who on one hand, if they get some sort of government support or earmarks or funding, they're concerned about what's going to happen with that. But then what I overwhelmingly heard is get the government to live within its means and get the debt ceiling where you don't have to increase it anymore. That's what I heard overwhelmingly is let's manage the government as if it were a family budget. And that message came through loud and clearly.
Well, now, I hear you mention the debt ceiling. You know, for many people, they believe that's just a given, that it should be raised. Not that that's right, but am I hearing that you might not be in favor of raising the debt ceiling?
Well, you've got two issues. The money has been spent that has caused us to bump into the debt ceiling. And so if you cannot look at, I mean, you just cannot unequivocally say the debt ceiling can't be increased. On the other hand, if you are running a company or if you're managing your family budget, you don't have the same options to just go say, okay, well, I'm just going to get another credit card and add more to that credit card because the country's credit card is maxed out. And so what we're looking at are bills like the Toomey bill that came out through the Senate where you basically tell the government when it reaches that debt ceiling, it's got to cut back the way a family would. And if you're running a family budget, you'd say, okay, I'm going to make my house payment, I'm going to make sure I buy my groceries, and I'm going to make sure that I do projects C, D, and E, but everything below E has to go away or it's going to be cut back. And so that's one of the options instead of raising the debt ceiling. I haven't figured out which way to go yet. I can tell you I will not vote for the debt ceiling if it's just a clean bill where you just go in there and just say, yeah, we're going to raise it. We've got to make structural changes to the way the government spends money. And the debt ceiling vote is one of those things you can use as a trading card to be able to affect those changes.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C., as he said, in a stairwell on his cell phone this morning, because that's just that's the way life is on some days. Now, what in addition to votes, what's going on in your committees this week of interest?
Well, what fascinating committee meeting this morning in budget, and it starts in a little over an hour, Ben Bernanke is going to come talk about the state of the U.S. economy. And I've got my questions lined up that I'm going to ask him that I'm looking forward to hearing his responses to, because in some of his testimony in the past, he's been a little bit inconsistent about spending and deficits and taxes. And so I just hope that we can get some clarification out to the American people on that.
Now, as you're part of... Okay, go ahead, yeah.
Okay, and then there's a Veterans Committee hearing as well about some of the issues that have come up regarding foreclosures on veterans' homes while they're serving, while they're actively serving our military. So that will be an interesting discussion as well.
Now, on the budget, obviously, as a member of that committee, they're wanting suggestions, they're wanting input from membership?
Yes, they are. That's correct. We have a continuing resolution vote that will have to come up sometime before March the 4th when the current resolution that funds the government runs out. And leadership has reached out to everybody in the Republican conference and asked us to come up with ideas for budget cuts. And we have assembled our list, and I hope to get those entered into the record before next Tuesday.
In addition to, of course, obviously within this body of the House, there are different caucuses that are formed. One that you are a member of, which I find is an interesting mix, is you are a Republican in the Hispanic caucus, which, am I correct in saying, is probably a majority Democrat caucus?
Well, it's I haven't actually joined it yet. I've had a couple of conversations with them. They've asked to visit with me, but I haven't. I'm trying to be careful about the number of caucuses I join, because there's only so much for me to go around. And when you commit to a caucus, that means you're going to show up for meetings, even though some of them may meet infrequently. But my family came from Spain in 1725. I am of Hispanic origin, and so I meet the test. And if ideologically, they're on the same page as me, and I think it can add value to my service in Congress, that would be a caucus that I would consider joining.
Yep.
But I still have some more discussion to have.
Okay, that would be interesting. Congressman Bill...
But I will say this, in my freshman class, there are 6 Hispanics got elected to Congress, so it did change the balance substantially. I mean, there's no given that if you're a Democrat, you're Hispanic.
Sure.
If you're Hispanic, that you're Democrat. That's just not a given anymore.
Very, very interesting shift, that's for sure. Congressman Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview. It'll be archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, Bill.
Okay, Scott. Ask your listeners to pray for our country and our troops.
Will do. Thanks a lot.